Hello, my name is Paul Harvey and I am a midlife coach, and you are listening to a Life, Passion and Business Shortcast. Now, over the last few years, I have spoken to hundreds of people and I've discovered that our story is everything, because what we do, feel or experience is based on the stories that we tell ourselves. This shortcast is a bite-sized episode to explore the ingredients of a good life. We bring out the thoughts, tips and tools so you can try them on for size. So let's explore and see what is possible. Hello and welcome to a reflection. So commitments, breaking commitments, do you meet them? Do you have commitments that you make and don't make? Interesting stuff. This is about how we hold ourselves accountable to things. I'm in the outside studio today, by the way, so it will be a little bit noisier than usual because I'm out in nature in Dundee, as it happens, visiting my son. But this idea of commitment and making agreements with ourselves or holding ourselves accountable for things, when we decide to get stuff done, make things happen, we have to set a commitment to it. And how we do that is relative to all sorts of systems or plans that we might choose to operate to make it effectively work. And certainly in coaching terms, as a coach, I would say to someone, are you committed to this action that you want to take? And we would test the level of commitment to something. Normally that would be a number, a numerical factor. So, well, how committed to this in a number, you know, between 1 and 10? And that commitment factor is often relative to the amount of energy that's tied up in wanting to get the thing done. So that's where it comes from, this idea that if you want to get something done, you've got to have some energy behind it. You've got to have some commitment behind it to make it happen. But the question, of course, comes then is like, what happens when something doesn't happen, when you don't meet the commitment that you've made? Now, life is full of this stuff. Yeah, I mean, look, this is not to pick up a stick and beat ourselves with. And I tell you, that's what I used to do a lot. That's one of the reasons why I really struggle with goals, because they became effectively a stick with which to beat myself with. So we obviously want to avoid that process. We also avoid that idea of beating ourselves up for something. But at the same time, we have to find a path through, a route through that allows us to get things done. Now, that route, how do we find that route? Well, that is partially up to ourselves. Each of us has to find our own path on this, and that's where a coach can help you define what that route is for you, what is the most effective, and you can do it yourself. Hey, you know yourself better than any coach would know you. What all a coach will do is reflect what they hear and see coming from you so that you can make your best decision as to what works. But let's get back to the question in hand here. How do we work with commitment? And more the point, is it okay to break a commitment? So you've made a commitment to achieve something, to do something. And you made it with a coach or with yourself or with your family member. Actually, on a side note here, there are some commitments that you have to be really careful with. And that is making promises or commitments with children, if you're really, really careful with them. Because when we break a promise with the child, they don't understand that a promise can be broken by an adult. And so, it happens once or twice, but if it becomes consistent with that, then that becomes a real problem. We'll get back to that probably in a moment. But I was very clear with my own child that I would never make a promise to him if I knew that it was a good chance I would break it. You know, there are two types of people in the world in terms of this stuff. There are those people that, come hell or high water, will make something happen. They will absolutely do the necessary, burn the bridges to make it happen. And there are other people in this world who are known for never meeting their commitments, never, ever achieving it. And the interesting thing is, as humans, we see those people and they are, on some level, objects of ridicule. You see them in films or in books, and they are objects of comedy in terms of someone who they make a good story, because both of those instances create drama. So somewhere we have got to find a middle path where we are committed to the things that are important, relaxed about the things that are not, and make commitments and be accountable to people that need us to be. But this conversation today was very much about how we can break a commitment, break accountability in a way that's adult, serves its purpose. So look, I mean, as a coach, I have no problem with someone not meeting their agreement or breaking the agreement. I have no problem with it. Because, as I said, life happens, things happen. What I do have a problem with, though, is making a commitment and not telling me in advance that you're going to break it. And it's not about the telling of me, to be honest. It's about telling yourself. The point is, we've got to be honest with ourselves and real with ourselves, because when we can turn around and say, actually, I made that commitment to get that work done, and the reality is the work is bigger than I expected, and for whatever reason, I will not achieve as much as I wanted to. I will not meet that deadline that I set for myself. So that's the point. We have to be honest about it and tell those affected in good time, because that looks after their requirements. But it's also about yourself. It's about my own sense of who I am. When I break a commitment with myself, even a small one, and that, those micro commitments are really important, actually. Because when we make a series of micro commitments that we commit to, we teach ourselves that our word is our bond, that we are capable of meeting and being accountable to who we are for other people and for ourselves. That is the power of making commitments. And making micro commitments that we keep is really powerful, because it shows us that we're a good person, for want of a better word. But when we break them, and don't break them with adult intention, as in let other people know if it affects them, but let ourselves know. So that means I'm not going to achieve this. I will consciously not achieve this. Where this affects me actually is the podcast. I have a commitment to do 2 podcasts a week. And I have got extremely busy over the last few months. And the Sunday one, I very, very rarely miss. I did miss one a few weeks ago. And I forgave myself for missing it, because there was no way I was going to achieve it in the time frame I had, because I was traveling. See, there's 2 commitments on this Sunday podcast. One is I record it on a Sunday and I put it out on a Sunday. So for me, if life goes in the wrong direction, sometimes it doesn't happen. But I forgive myself on that basis. Go back to you. How do you keep your word with things? I would strongly suggest, if you find it hard to meet commitments generally, is that you do, particularly around yourself or things that you are choosing to do, start with micro commitments. Now, there are big areas where we all struggle. People struggle around exercise, around food and diets, around anything which challenges us on a values level or on a, I can't remember the word I want here, it's about the juice. If something is difficult to do for you because it raises all sorts of warning bells or brings up the fear, then it will be hard to commit to doing it. There's no doubt about it. And you may have to get help and support with that. But the way to do it is to micro commit to it, as in, how can I break it down into a tiny piece and commit to doing that tiny piece in the time frame I said I would? If the fear's up, then you need to forgive yourself if you can't achieve it. Next time. There will always be a next time. Just coming back to that children aspect, as I said, I would never make a promise to my son that I couldn't keep. And the reason I did that is because I'm very conscious as a young child, and it happened as I was a child, I remember happening with my parents, they would promise me things that never turned up. And it got to the point where I never trusted them around those items. And that's the problem with breaking commitments. We are breaking a trust. And breaking a trust with a child, they don't understand. They don't have any sense of understanding around what that means. So for them, it is just bad adults, basically. And they don't. And also, it gives them permission to break trust as well. So that's why you need to be really careful with children. But this aspect of trust, that's what it does to us. When we break our own commitments with ourselves, we're actually damaging our own trust of ourselves. I have met a few people that have absolutely no trust that they will do anything. No trust in themselves at all, because they know they always break their commitments. And the only route through on that one is to start doing micro commitments, prove that I'm doing a micro one, and acknowledge and congratulate myself for achieving it and keep doing it, working up to the big stuff. Anyway, that's my podcast for this Sunday. A little bit rambly maybe, but you know, it's all about this idea of making commitments, being accountable, being adult around those accountability, and building trust in ourselves to get done what we want to in this amazing world that we live in. As always, if you want help with any of this subject, do reach out to me. I'm really delighted to talk to people about it. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please share it with a friend, because that's how people like yourself find good podcasts. Anyway, as always, thank you so much for being on this journey with me. I will be back on Wednesday, hopefully with a new show. I'm struggling with an edit at the moment. There are some problems with this recording that I may even have to get rid of it. So it may be something old. It may be something new. We will see. Wednesday is Wednesday. Today is Sunday. As always, thank you so much for your time and attention. I will catch you next time. All the best.